Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I don't know. Can we do this week? It feels like we're jinxing it.
Man up.
Marching in. All right, I'm back in. Go. Oh, yes, I won. I'll blame you if it doesn't work
out.
Well,
so will everyone else, but
yes.
I don't care.
Yes.
I can't do the, I don't know, the Commanders.
No, believe me, they're real. Stop it.
He's a great player.
Listen,
he's a great player.
Dude, they just went into Detroit and put up 41 points. Stop. 45 points.
I'm not going to spend all week being nervous about the Commanders coming in here.
I agree. But that's different than dismissing them as if they don't have a chance to come in here and win.
Doesn't fit my vision.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham show coming up at 6. And then at 7, the Players Lounge. The Twitter question is brought to you. You're going to love this one, Ike. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. All right. Better 26. Chase Utley or Saquon Barkley? What do you think the vote is at, Ike?
Oh, God. That's a tough one. Because I know how much Chase is beloved.
Yes.
Yeah, well, not anymore. People are starting to discredit him.
Well, no discredit. But Saquon is the here and now.
Yes.
Let's go Saquon here and now. Slightly, I'll go 55%.
All right, one of the two has 71.5%.
Holy cow.
And that is Saquon Barkley.
Wow. Boy, they have forgotten about Chase that quick.
Yeah, yep. Disrespectful.
It really is.
It
really just says how much more the city is a football city than it is a baseball city.
For now.
215-592-9494. John in Barrington, you're on WIP. What's up, John?
How you doing?
What's up, John? What's up, brother?
I agree with you guys. I think the Eagles are just matched up really good against the Commanders. I don't think they can block the Eagles. I don't think they can block the Eagles. They just got their
right
guard.
They scored 36 points the last time we played them.
Correct. But their right guard, who was their best player, got hurt. And Jalen Hart and Jalen Carter, who's blocking him for them?
Are we already jumping to the Commanders?
Well, I mean,
that's what we got, man.
We can't give any credit to the Rams and how I lost a bunch of money yesterday.
Are we jumping to breaking down the Commanders game and saying they got no shot to win the game?
The fact that they're a sixth seed and they're in this game lets you know they can win the game. I don't think they have no shot.
Okay. And I think if the game gets in the 30s, they beat us. But I don't think it should.
It better not.
It ain't getting in the 30s.
If the Eagles get pressure on them, they're going to hit him, that kid, a lot.
Yeah.
That kid doesn't get hit a lot.
Yeah, he is. You know, it's – thank you for the call, John. When guys like Jaden Daniels are – sometimes it's an advantage to be as young as he is because a player like him, he's probably going to eventually get hit a lot. He's going to slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But he is at the portion of his career where that body is like – he's just fresh.
He's a rookie.
You know what I mean?
It's not going to happen this year.
No.
I guarantee he won't be slow next week.
No, he's a remarkable player. Yeah. Now, John mentioned the injury on the Commander side. Mm-hmm. Now, we haven't mentioned Jalen's injury yet. So he leaves the game after his knee gets twisted up in the blue tent until the Eagles were back on the field. So here's what he had to say. Right after the game when they asked him how he feels.
And I can't let you go. You and I were just talking about your knee. You went into the medical tent. You came out with a brace. How is this going to affect you next week?
I'm sure I'll get asked about it later. I don't know if I can answer it right now, but we're going to go enjoy this win with my teammates.
Are you okay?
I finished the game.
Yes, you finished the game. You finished and won the game.
All right, and here's what he said in the press conference after the game.
Jalen, how do you feel physically? How you went to the medical temp and how'd you come out of the game?
It's a tough game, a challenging game.
I was able to finish the game and see how the week goes.
Were there separate injuries? Like at the end of the half, it looked like you were slow to get up. You were late coming out of the tunnel. And then, of course, you had the one that sent you to the tent in the second half.
No.
For this week, you said you'll see how the week goes. Is your status uncertain for next week?
Great question. No, I was just seeing how the week would go, seeing how things progress.
So you think you feel confident you'll play next week, I guess?
Yeah.
So I guess the question is he being cagey to be cagey, or is there something?
There's not even anything to be cagey about.
Yeah.
Bro, either you're playing or you're not. Like, it doesn't change the fact your knee got twisted up and you're a little banged up.
Yeah, how does it feel?
Yeah. Right, but either he's playing or he's not.
Right.
That's
right.
All anybody cares about.
Right.
Like, if you get out there, like, we know he's banged up. He's not going to run as well as he did this past week. That's going to hamper him. He's going to play. He's playing next week.
I think he'll definitely play.
Yeah.
The question is how limited he is.
Right.
Now, they were talking about it being banged up, and he was walking with a little bit of a limp. I didn't like that, the way he walked. He was walking with a little bit of a limp there. But when they did call a couple of bootlegs for him, and he moved, looked like it was okay.
That was all adrenaline.
You think so?
Yeah.
That's how you wake up today.
And yeah, I guarantee he woke up today. That thing is killing him.
Well, right, they were obviously avoiding calling a tush push because they did everything they could to not call that tush push. Then they called it. Now, he got in there again, though it got called back because of the lane false start.
Yeah.
I think just like that, the best drive the Eagles had the entire game was the first drive. From a Jalen
awesome
standpoint, he was awesome. Well, he was awesome on the run, but he was also awesome on the throws. He was hitting early, quick throws, helped him move down the field, and then that run, he had pop in that run too.
Yeah.
So this is for him specifically, just because of what kind of quarterback he is. His knee is a concern, I guess. Just in
I got a twist to this.
Okay,
no pun intended on the knee. And I'm gonna say this on Monday, before everybody else picks up on it, so you all know that I said it on Monday.
Okay.
This may be a good thing. This may be a good thing. Because if you don't have the crutch, again, no pun intended, of being able to run whenever you want to, you have to operate the offense. You have to get the ball out of your hands quick because you know you're compromised from an athletic standpoint. You know you can't outrun guys. See, that's the problem with mobile quarterbacks is the overconfidence that
they can just get out of the way.
I can extend the play with my legs. That's what Lamar does. That's what Lamar does. You think Lamar is sitting there going through progressions? You watch Lamar Jackson play, and when he holds the ball, he's just back there dancing around with the ball because he knows he can make people miss and then hit you down the field. That's confidence in his athletic ability that he doesn't have to rely on timing with the offense. So when we talk about the Tanner McKees and the Kenny Picketts who throw on time and get the ball out of their hands, it's because they're not relying on athletic ability to extend plays. If Jalen can't move the way he wants to move, he has to get the ball out when it's supposed to come out. And that's going to make the passing game more of a rhythmic offense. That's what I believe. He's going to get a full week of knowing that I can't run around everywhere and that this ball has to come out. This may be a good thing for him.
You know, to that point.
The offense, I should say.
To that point, I think a lot of – because he's been sacked too many times this year, and he took a couple yesterday that he shouldn't have. I think what happens is the reason those sacks happen is exactly that reason, is that he thinks he can escape something that – he probably can't. And I think in his mind, there's a difference. Jalen's a good athlete and a good runner. There's a difference between Lamar as a runner
or
and Jalen
Josh Allen.
As a runner. Right.
Those guys that really can extend plays.
Right. And I think in his head, he might be 15% more able to do that than he actually is, and it gets him caught in those situations sometimes.
Yeah.
My only – and I hear you, and I hope you're right. My only fear is that – this is what happened last year, though, too. Because last year he hurt the knee, supposedly. And the offense didn't. That didn't happen with him being back there. And that's when the offense
struggled.
They
didn't have Saquon.
They did not have Saquon. That's a pretty good elixir to have as a...
Nice word.
Well, and...
Thank you. I don't even know if I used it. I think I used it.
It was good enough.
Everyone gets the point.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing Brady, you know.
And I think it's...
No teleprompters.
I think at this point with last year is like... man, Josh Sweat disappeared for the last seven games of last year, and Josh Sweat was huge yesterday. There were so many things that happened last year. It's very hard to parse what the reason for any of them were, but they all happened at the same time. Whether it was how much of what Jalen's – how much of what you're looking at, Jack, was a symptom of everything falling apart and not just Jalen's injury, right? Yeah. Like – who knows? Who knows? It's just hard to compare last
year. I understand what I'm saying. I believe this helps the passing game out. So for those who believe the running game from his standpoint is going to be hampered a little bit, you're correct. If his knee is – if he has a sprained PCL like some people are suggesting, these internet doctors who look at what happened and they say, okay, that looks like a PCL – may have been sprained, he now has to wear a brace, then I don't know how effective he's going to be as a runner. It doesn't mean he won't ever take off, but I just don't know how much of a threat he's going to be as a runner. And because of that, I think you got a full week to put in a game plan that allows him to get quick throws out that he can practice on all week versus putting in a game plan where there's designed quarterback runs and things of that nature.
And if there are spots where the field is clear in front of him, we saw Matt Stafford.
He'll take off, yeah.
Who scrambled three times this
all
year.
All year, yeah.
Yeah, run for,
which
I think,
is hard to believe.
11 or 12 yards yeah. on one.
He immediately regretted it, though.
Yes, yeah. Well, when they asked him afterwards about his future and he wasn't sure, I think it was that one play that made him think twice about
Speaking
his future.
Speaking of, Quinyon, we need Quinyon back next week.
Yeah, yeah. 215-592-9494.
He got injured on that play.
We will get to your calls right after Ike tells you about Elite Acura.
As soon as I find it. It's good by you, Spike.
Oh, come on.
Normally you give me a heads up. Yeah. All right. Experience luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX at Elite Acura. Now, this isn't just another SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology featuring a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, the most advanced Acura Watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit. How about that? A digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingerprints.
Huh.
Hey, man.
Digital cockpit, huh?
Digital cockpit. That's right.
Yep.
Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. Right now, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today, located just off Route 73 in Maple Shade, or schedule your own VIP test drive at EliteAcura.com. And it's like always, I tell you, no one can compete with Elite. You tell them that Ike sent you. Again, limited time offer. See dealer for details. Vehicle features and availability may vary.
Eagles are going to the NFC Championship game, or going. They're staying for the NFC Championship game right here in Philadelphia. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown, you're on WIP.
My man Spike, Big Ike. Jackie, yeah, baby, happy Monday.
What's up, Yosh?
What up, Yosh?
Oh, my goodness, man. If Saquon ain't a creative player, man, I mean, they just made him, what's his name, and just put everything. That boy is Captain Eagle.
Like, made in a running back lab is Saquon Barkley.
Oh, my God. When he broke that game was so deja vu when he broke that 70-something yard that second time, man, and that boy running down the field smacking his head. Oh, man, I just wanted to jump up and kick something. I was loving it. And I ain't going to even front. I felt like a Ken doll that last Raiders drive. I lost my whole – that last Rams drive. I lost my manhood. I was scared that Stafford was going to go down there and score. But big old Rhino come through there, boy, and sat on that boy. I mean, this team is just beautiful. I said on Friday we was going to see the Commanders. And I –
yes.
Maybe the universe worked with us because we were scared of Jalen Winston getting concussed. But like you said, now he might not be able to run like that, and he got to stick in that pocket and get that ball out quick.
Awesome.
Man, hey, what'd you say, Jack?
Nothing.
He's
nothing,
being sarcastic.
Nothing. Keep
yeah.
it moving.
Yeah.
He is very sarcastic. I'm going to leave him alone.
Yeah, you
got to
watch him,
yeah.
man.
Yes. You got to watch him, man. Hey, man, I'm so hyped. The NFC Championship, man. I agree. Give me my nut roll. We in the NFC Championship. We was worrying about the number one seed all year, and it's like we got it because we ain't going nowhere. We staying in South Philly, baby. What's that? Oh, my. I'm so hyped, man. And I need to bug you off this phone. Boy, I cut myself a couple times looking at you on TV yesterday. Boy, you were sharper than a $2. Oh, boy. God almighty.
Holla at your boy, Yosh.
Boy, you was killing it. I had to rewind it and put it on the daggone on
Sounds
Twitter,
like someone
and then
was
I
beat up.
Put it up there. Well, you was clean, boy. You was clean. I got to steal that sweater in that necktie, boy. That was,
it. Yeah.
That was something,
appreciate
boy. That was yeah. something. I had to cover my wife's eyes. You was looking so good, boy.
All right, would you take it down a notch? I mean, jeez. Pull your pants off.
What'd you say?
Yeah, please. Seriously, Jack, what the hell are you talking
well,
about?
Well, just this guy is over here like, oh, you're so beautiful on TV.
Well, maybe
I'll tell my wife you look so beautiful.
Maybe if you dress up sometimes, get
I don't dress up.
And put it on
I'm a natural beauty.
Instagram so we can see it all the time. And we're going to hold you to getting.
Listen.
I ain't going to one wedding this year. That's why you made that.
Yosh, everyone's talking. Fritz is down 20. Don't let him get down 30 or else you're going to see a lot more Instagram videos.
In fairness, he's been down 20 for like 8 weeks.
We've stabilized.
Yeah.
More than 8 weeks. I got a
2-week-old.
Oh,
give the kid a break.
You ain't the one who carried the bag on, baby.
I gotta be with Walker.
Yeah, Jack's got
boy,
baby
you
weight.
Stop living fat and get fit. I ain't fighting with you. Get your life right. I love y'all cats, baby. E-A-L-E-S-A-A-L-E-S. I read.
Well, there, Sherelle Parker also screwed up the Eagles chant. We will play
oh,
that.
Did she?
Oh, she did.
Oh, oh no.
Not the mayor.
I mean, wasn't even close.
We got
went EL.
It's not hard.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Well aware. But yeah, again, it was sent to me. It was sent to me almost as much as like a Creed stuff sent to me.
Yeah,
was make sure you don't miss Sherelle Parker.
Oh man, I didn't see it.
The pressure's
come on
there. The pressure's on everyone to get the Eagles chant right
at all times.
Yeah, Ike, you did look excellent on postgame live yesterday.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
You clean up well, as they say.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking good.
Well, I had to represent the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
Had to look good.
Well. You look that good. You're representing yourself.
You were not thinking about the show when you put on that outfit.
Yeah. You show up. You want to represent us. You would have looked a little different.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. I was thinking about the show.
I know.
Because here's the thing.
Yeah.
Because I know you guys will take anything and make something into content.
Oh, so yes. That's true.
Yes, so,
yeah.
I would never.
Whenever I do something public, I think about the show.
We have everyone on their toes.
Yes, exactly.
We hold each other accountable just like we hold everybody else accountable.
We're like puppet masters. Elliot, we got him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's Elliot. Unbelievable.
Yes. Elliot's the easiest one.
You guys don't miss content.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Corinne in Doylestown. You're on WIP.
Hey guys, how are you?
What's
doing
up, Corinne?
Great, Corinne.
I'm doing good too. I'm really happy about yesterday, but I do have to agree with Spike. Jalen Hurts did not step up.
And well, I didn't say that. I just want to be clear. I didn't say that.
You're inferring it. Yeah. Everyone knows where you stand.
I didn't even mention it. But okay, go ahead.
But totally agree. Keep going.
Okay. Well, thanks for agreeing. Anyway, every single game, I just get so upset because it's like, why are you trying to do everything? Just do your job. Throw the ball or hand it up. Now he's hurt. So is he going to be at 100% on Sunday? I hope so. But what do you think, Ike?
Whether or not he'll be healthy Sunday?
Well, you think he's going to play better than yesterday?
Yeah, I do. And here's the thing. I honestly didn't have a lot of problems with the way Jalen played yesterday. I didn't because it's he had a couple drop passes, right? He had a couple drop passes. AJ has to catch.
He had a couple drop passes.
Yep.
He got himself a safety.
Yeah.
I mean, come
and
on.
And I almost blame a little bit of that on Kellen Moore for not running the football. I'm not going to say he was blameless yesterday. He certainly had some plays that I want him to make better decisions with, but I also don't believe it was as bad as some are reacting to. I'm okay with what Jalen did. The biggest thing that I look at yesterday from the offense, from his standpoint, is that he took a couple sacks in areas he should not have taken sacks.
Cost him points.
Yeah. Cost him points.
Yeah.
And then when the defense got you two turnovers down in the area where you should have turned it into touchdowns, we only got field goals out of it. Now, it wasn't all his fault. Lane Johnson, false start on the 1 yard line. So, again, play call. Saquon on first down gets to the 1 yard line. I don't know why we don't run the tush push a couple times from there to get in the end zone. We don't do it.
I think there was probably concern over his knee at that point. That's
but
my
then,
guess.
But then they eventually went to the tush push.
Yeah, well, I think they were like, if we're going to go for it on fourth down here, we're going to have to go with one that we believe in.
Yeah.
I side with you. Overall, I thought given the circumstances, I thought Jalen was fine yesterday. The two sacks that got him out of field goal range was bad. The safety, you know, the one sack that got him out of field goal range, I don't even think he had any time. The safety, Goddard was right there. Yeah. I mean, you can't take that sack. The thing with Jalen, and this, thank you for the call, Corinne. Here's what I realized yesterday about Jalen. Mm-hmm. The thing that everybody says about Jalen is actually applicable to the team. Like, the team does whatever it takes to win. People always say Jalen does whatever it takes to win, and I think that is minimizing it too much. I think what the team did yesterday showed that they will do what it takes to win. There's always somebody. That's what it is about the Eagles this year. There's always somebody or some aspect of the team that gets them there when they needed to get there yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I think because we're so focused on the quarterback, and that's us too, I think we sort of take that team thing and put it on him. Well, he only threw for 130 yards because that's all he needed. I think that's nonsense. If you can score more points, you should score more points. But I think the ethos of doing whatever it takes to win is what the team does. And I think yesterday was one game where, quite specifically, and I think you have to call the safety a turnover. It basically is. It doesn't get counted as a turnover, but it is. But you saw those two turnovers that the Rams had cost them the game. Mm-hmm. They cost them the game. And if Jalen fumbles or Jalen throws an interception or something, we don't win the game in that one. So yesterday's game, I really thought, given the snow and given the circumstances, given the fact that he was hurt, all those things, it wasn't the best Jalen game, but it also, like, I don't think that was the worst Jalen game either.
It was nowhere near the worst.
And that first drive was great.
Yeah, but here's the other thing I'll look at. I think there's got to be times where the coaches help him out. It's a blizzard out there yesterday. And I understand Matthew Stafford is throwing the ball all around the field. Matthew Stafford has a cannon for an arm, has always had a strong arm. So he's capable of making throws in that type of weather and that type of wind. He's a pocket passer. He's a timing thrower. He does that with ease. Just because he's doing it doesn't mean we need to do it. And I thought there were too many times yesterday where we tried to lean on the pass when we shouldn't have. It's 3rd and 8. We're in field goal range. How about run the ball and get us in closer field goal range? Instead, we drop back to throw the ball. He holds on to it, gets sacked. Now we're out of field goal range, and we have to punt the ball. I put that on Kellen Moore. It was actually snowing during that time. We didn't need, if you're not going to make a quick play to where it's one of those screens to the outside, Jalen is not great dropping back and surveying the field and then throwing the ball. So unless you're calling something quick, don't throw the ball. It led to a sack. We got no points out of it, right? The safety, you ran the ball on first down. Your defense is playing well. What you can't do is have a turnover down there on that end of the field. If you're an offense, quit trying to prove how aggressive we can be and we're going to go down and we're going to be aggressive. No. The quarterback is already injured. He's already can't move. He just got his leg twisted up the series before that quarter ended. This happens, and you're throwing the ball at the end. How about run the ball there, punt to get out of there, and let your defense play? Again, that's where the coordinator can help the quarterback out. The guy is immobilized. Don't ask him to do things he's not physically capable of doing. I thought Kellen Moore times yesterday could have helped Jalen out, and he didn't.
215-592-9494. Eagles beat the Rams and are headed to the NFC Championship game, which will be here in Philadelphia. You'll be able to hear it on WIP on Sunday and, of course, the Odyssey app.
We're still working.
Yeah, we are. Well, we're working anyway, but we're still working on Sundays. Yeah, we'll get to your calls next as well. Nick Sirianni's press conference happening at 3:15 in 20 minutes. You'll hear it here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.